ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ, ਕੇਮਛੇ, ਆਦਾਬ ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਕੋਲੰਬਸ ਦੇਸੀ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਬ੍ਰੌਡਕਾਸਟਿੰਗ ਔਨ WCRS 98.3 FM. ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੈਂ ਡੌਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੂੰ, ਮੈਂ ਹੂੰ ਆਪਕਾ ਦੋਸਤ ਨਿਤਿਨ, ਅਲੋਂਗ ਵਿਦ ਮਾਈ ਟੀਮ ਆਫ ਤਰੰਗ, ਸੰਧਿਆ, ਟੋਨੀ ਐਂਡ ਖਾਨ. ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਫਰੈਂਡਸ, ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗਿੰਗ ਯੂ ਗੁੱਡ ਮਿਊਜ਼ਿਕ, ਅ ਗਲਿਮਪਸ ਆਫ ਇਵੈਂਟਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਸਿਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਟਾਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਟਾਊਨ ਐਵਰੀ ਅਦਰ ਥਰਸਡੇ ਈਵਨਿੰਗ at 6 p.m. Eastern. Hope you all guys can join us. Today I have in the studio Tarang.
Hi Nitin.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. I'm excited about this show.
So, Tarang, Desis, as the name suggests, are from primarily Indian subcontinent, and we are distributed phele hue hain hum log in different parts of the world and communities. And guess what? That includes Columbus, Ohio, also our hometown.
Indeed.
So, to start our inaugural show, here's a song dedicated to all you Desis out there. Tarang, what you got for us?
Listen to this. It's Made in India by Alisha Chinoy.
Thank you.
God, I do remember that song, Made in India. I think the year was around 1995. And the singer, of course, was Alisha Chinoy. What a great album. What a great song. And, you know, friends, this album and this song in particular, this number in particular, was sold on a scale comparable to any other Indian Bollywood film. So you can just imagine the popularity. You are listening to WCRS 98.3 FM, and this is Columbus Desi Radio, or main hu aapka host Nitin, along with Tarang today. So, as we talked about the Indian music, one of the key features of the Indian music these days has been the fusion of mixing it with the Western beats. And of course, you know, with Desis, the fusion is the name of the game. You know, we love mixing in, whether it's food or music or dance. And, you know, as you may, you know, there's a lot of fusion out there for in everything that we do. It's in our DNA. So some of you may know the story of fusion for Desis is a very long one. We have a very, very long history from the likes of Beatle and Ravi Shankar to A.R. Rahman to the musicians of today. And talking about musicians of today, one of the pioneers of fusion in music was the great R.D. Burman. So, dosto, R.D. Burman came from a classical music background. His father was the legendary Sachin Dev Burman, or S.D. Burman. The young R.D. experimented with music, and as we said, talking about fusion, he started mixing in Western beats with the Bollywood themes, and there you go. We had some very, very good music. So, to kick off our inaugural show, this very first show, the theme of this show is fusion, and the next number that we have on tap is Dam Maro Dam, and the year was 1971. Tarang, what do you think about that?
I think that's an awesome choice.
Oh my God, what an excellent choice, Tarang. Dam Maro Dam. The year was 1971, and it was the times, heady times, right? Flower power, bell bottoms, and the works. So it was sung by legendary singer Asha Bhosle, and it was picturized on the stunning Zeenath Aman. For those of you who may not know, she won the Miss Asia Pacific title, and she was the first Asian woman to do that the very first time. Taran, did you have anything to add on that song? Do you remember this?
I'm sure you do. Oh my God, it's one of my favorites. In fact, the beat of the song is something that I'm crazy in love with. I think it's one of the iconic songs of Asha Bhosle, and R.D. Burman did fantastic by choosing her to sing it in the spirit it should have been sung in. It's just awesome. I love this song.
Yep, absolutely, and iconic it was. So, you know, continuing on with the theme of fusion, here's another great song from the movie The Great Gambler, featuring Zeenat Aman and, of course, the great Amitabh Bachchan. And here goes. Do lafzon ki hai ek kahani.
Cercando dai soro mio. Amore mio, dove sei tu? Ehi, che dare?
Apne pyar ko yaad kar raha hai aur keh raha hai ke
aise nahi ga ke sunao.
La la la.
Nitin, I think you are choosing beautiful, beautiful songs. But in all your keenness to introduce Zeenat Aman to us, you didn't give me a chance to speak more about Dam Maro Dam. I'm going to right now. You know, the song that we aired just before this, Do Lafzo Ki Hai, that song was Dam Maro Dam. And this song was originally intended to be a duet. Believe it or not, with Lata Mangeshkar singing for the Good Girl, and Usha Iyer, also known as Usha Uthup later in her life, singing for the Bad Girl. Did you know that, Nitin?
I did not. As you said, I was in a hurry to introduce Zeenat Aman.
Exactly.
And he wouldn't be.
Exactly.
You know.
I mean, really? All right. But so then, in the end, it was sung by Asha Bhosle due to some technical changes. I can't say that I'm sorry about that. I think Asha Bhosle did a fantastic job, as she did with this Do Lafzo Ki Hai, don't you think?
I guess so. I'm not very technical, so don't understand that. I was just keying up on Zeenat Aman, and in my hurry to introduce her. Obviously, you know. So moving on, you know, friends, you are listening to Columbus Desi Radio on WCRS 98.3 FM, and we'll be coming to you live every other Thursday at 6 p.m. Do Lafzo Ki Hai, the song was from the movie The Great Gambler, and the year was 1979. It was sung by Asha Bhosle, and it was picturized on Amitabh Bachchan and Zeenat Aman. The interesting fact about this, apart from the fact that it was picturized on a gondola cruising down Venice's Grand Canal, was that the Italian lyrics or the Italian words were spoken by a Desi again. So you would think that they would have chosen a local person with the proper accent, but I guess not. We needed to make sure that we introduce a Desi guy. So the Desi guy was Sharad Kumar, and he spoke those Italian lyrics and blended in very nicely.
Unbelievable.
I know. Well, Desis are everywhere, and you know. So Shole is the next movie that we have on tap. You know, Naam To Suna Hoga, you know, Gabbar Ki Asli Pasand, you know, Britannia Bread. No, maybe not. It was just Gabbar Ki Asli Pasand, Kitne Aadmi The. So it was one of the most successful movies of its time. It had just completed 40 years of being filmed and of being shown, actually. So Shole was the highest grossing Indian film of all times until recently, till Bahubali came along. So this movie was rejected by a number of people around Bollywood until a guy called Ramesh Sippy, who was the son of a legendary music producer, G.P. Sippy, agreed to produce the film. And it was the similarity here, the takeaway was that it was similar to a Western, as we see it over here in the United States and other parts of the Western world. So the entire film actually took over 2.5 years to make and was filmed in Southern India. So here goes the music in line with our theme for today, which is fusion. Mehbooba, Mehbooba.
मैं और तू जब सहरा में मिलते हैं गुलशन में गुल खिलते हैं जब सहरा में मिलते हैं मैं और तू
wonder sometimes with songs like this how they come into being. And what I have to tell you about this song is that the kind of productional musical chairs that sometimes people play to come up with a song, it's just interesting. So a little snippet about this song. I don't know if you're aware, Asha Bhosle was supposed to sing this song originally. It was supposed to be in a female voice. Speaking of Asha Bhosle not supposed to be in the Dam Maro Dam song, this was originally supposed to be hers. So then she heard R.D. Burman sing it and she decided it needs to be sung by a guy. Sure enough, there was no guy in the song. The song was picturized on Helen. So they introduced this man out of nowhere, this actor by the name of Jalal Agha, who was not exactly very well known at that time, but he came into the song. He's playing the song and singing the song in the movie while Helen is dancing for Gabbar. How about that for a tidbit?
Wow, amazing. All I know is that it still brings you back up to your feet to dance, even after all those years. But that was pretty interesting. Anyway, aiye ab baat karte hain ek aisi film ki jisne bhi dhoom macha di thi. It was very, very popular, stepping back a few more years from that time. The year was in the mid 1960s, 1966 to be exact, and there was an Indian musical which was directed by a director called Vijay Anand and produced by Nasir Hussain, who was a very prolific Indian Bollywood films producer. So the name of the film was Teesri Manzil, translated to state in English it would be The Third Floor. So it starred the great Shammi Kapoor and Asha Parekh, and also along with a number of prominent actors and actresses of the time. The film became a big hit at the box office, and the music and the fusion that went along with it was just amazing. So one of the key numbers from that movie was the song by R.D. Burman, O Haseena Zulfon Wali.
Another Helen song for your choice, indeed.
आंखें किसका निशान ओ हसीना जुल्फों वाले जाने जहां ढूंढती है काफिर आंखें किसका निशान महफिल ऐ शमा फिरती हो कहां महफिल ऐ शमा फिरती हो कहां
वो अनजाना छिप गए
सर्द आए मेरी
तुम किसी राह में तो मिलोगे कहीं
पर इश्क हूँ मैं कहीं ठहरता ही नहीं
हो जाता है मेरा भी जादू जवान
ओ हसीना जुल्फों वाली जाने जहां ढूंढती है काफिर आंखें किसका निशान महफिल ऐ शमा फिरती हो कहां महफिल ऐ शमा फिरती हो कहां
वो अनजाना
amazing, and you know, to the unmistakable sound of the drums. Talking about drums, I believe this was the first Tarang, correct me if I'm wrong, but this was, I think, the first Indian movie that started to use drums in its music.
Absolutely. You are absolutely right, Nitin. In fact, the introductory music piece, the introductory drum piece, I believe is considered quite iconic as far as sounds are concerned for Indian rhythms.
Yeah, and it was, of course, sung by the legendary Muhammad Rafi, who incidentally sang all the songs of this movie. So, moving right along, we have the next song for us. What do you got, Tarang?
I think we want to play another song from the same movie. How about it?
Sure, why not?
All right, here goes.
मैं हूँ प्यार तेरा
Oh my God, what a song again. What an amazing, amazing number. And you know, Tarang, you were right. This is a great and iconic picture of the times. And of course, these are just wonderful songs. So, dosto, main hoon aapka dost, I mean host, Nitin. And aap sun rahe hain Columbus Desi Radio on WCRS 98.3 FM, brought to you every other Thursday at 6 p.m. So, Tarang, what other numbers do we have for our listeners this evening?
They are obviously all R.D. Burman numbers. That's what the theme of our show is, because our theme is fusion. Well, you know, I think, speaking of R.D. Burman, something else is going on in my mind about Bollywood. We all grew up with songs of R.D. Burman, yes, but also the actors who emoted these songs. The previous movie which set the tone for R.D. Burman starred Shammi Kapoor, one of the big actors of his times, part of the big Kapoor clan. Of course, there is another theme for that for another CDR program. But speaking of Shammi Kapoor, I'm reminded of Shashi Kapoor, who recently passed away.
Yeah, his brother, and he was considered the prince of romance by none other than Yash Chopra, you know, the legendary filmmaker. So, as Tarang mentioned, this Shashi Kapoor, you know, he was an amazing and versatile actor, you know. He established so many actors, and he was very, 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 very popular both in India and abroad. In the Western world, and he worked in a number of movies, Hollywood movies and Bollywood movies. Of course, his wife was a British national, Jennifer Kendall. And as Tarang was talking about, Shashi Kapoor just recently passed away. So it's a big loss to the Indian film industry, and a big loss to those of us who watched and enjoyed his movies and the songs.
So how about, what do you think about playing a song about Shashi Kapoor, or picturized on Shashi Kapoor, but directed musically by R.D. Burman? Should I play one?
Of course, that would be so nice.
This is the song that I have. It's from the movie Deewar. Let's see if you recognize it. Of course you will.
No. Dil mein mere aaj kya hai?
क्या है?
Thank you. कह दूं तुम्हें या चुप रहूं, दिल में मेरे आज क्या है, जो खोलो तो जानू गुरु तुमको मानू, चलो ये भी वादा है। दूं तुम्हें या चुप रहूं, दिल में मेरे आज क्या है, जो बोलो तो जानू गुरु तुमको मानू, चलो
तुम्हें, माई गॉड अमेजिंग नंबर, मजा आ गया तरंग, दैट वॉज एन अमेजिंग अमेजिंग सॉन्ग।
सो डिड इट रिमाइंड यू ऑफ शशि कपूर?
ऑफ कोर्स इट डिड, एंड यू नो, सो आई नो, व्हाट एल्स यू हैव फॉर अस टुडे? यू नो,
आई थिंक वी माइट बी क्लोज टू रैपिंग अप, बट हाउ अबाउट जस्ट अ लिटिल साउंड बाइट ऑफ वन मोर सॉन्ग ऑफ शशि कपूर?
श्योर, दैट विल बी ऑसम।
ओके, लेट्स ट्राई दिस वन देन।
जानू मेरी जान, मैं तेरे कुर्बान, जानू मेरी जान, मैं तेरे कुर्बान, अरे मैं तेरा तू मेरी जान, सारा हिंदुस्तान, मैं तेरा तू मेरी जान, सारा हिंदुस्तान।
Yeah. छोटी सी एक बात बनी बात से दास्तान
भूल के सब बातें हंसते हैं यही प्यार की शान
छोटी सी एक बात बनी बात से दास्तान
भूल के सब बातें हंसते हैं यही प्यार की शान
Amazing song once again, Tarang, great choice. And the movie was Shaan and the year was 1980. You know, I think if I remember it, it was the highest grossing film of 1980. And again, excellent, excellent choice.
Aap sun rahe hain Columbus Desi Radio 98.3 FM broadcasting on WCRS. Dosto, hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Aaj ke liye bas itna hi. फिर मिलेंगे नेक्स्ट वीक एक नई थीम और नए गानों के साथ. प्लीज़ डू राइट टू अस विद योर फीडबैक एंड सजेशंस एट columbusdesiradio@gmail.com. वी वुड लव टू हियर फ्रॉम यू. आपके ईमेल्स का हमें इंतज़ार रहेगा. गुड नाइट एंड शुभ रात्रि. टेक केयर.